Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Friendly reminder, Mincha this afternoon, 5:30 p.m. Learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by our friends, Dr. and Dr. Wenger, commemorating the Eretzite maternal grandparents, Sarah Basser Mindel and Yechiel Alter Ben Reb Avram and Mishnayos, are studied as they are every single day, Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Basser Yitzchak. We're learning Masechta Negoyim. And we are in the end of the first parak, Mishnah Vav, and the beginning of the second parak. So yesterday we got into a discussion where having to delay a day because the day falls out on Shabbos can lead to a kula and a chumra. Yesterday we discussed the kula, so today the Mishnah is flipped backwards. Ketzad lahachmir, how can waiting a day become a problem? So the Mishnah says, how? I'll give you a whole bunch of ways. If in the extra day a white hair pops in, or if you had a black hair and it turned white in the extra day, or if you had one hair that was dark and one hair was light, now both are white. Or if they were short and then they lengthened over the course of the day. You had one and one, and they grew. Or if you had a shrin that surrounded one or both hairs, or if you had a separation based on a skin burn, a boil or burn, the healing skin, and then all of a sudden these things disappeared, right? Now all of a sudden a person who was yesterday Torah can today be judged to be Tamei. It didn't have living skin, now it does. Right? It was a rounded thing, which was okay. Now it's square. It's a problem. It was scattered, and now it's set. I'm sorry. It was on the side, and now it's in the center. The living skin was scattered. It comes together now. Or you had necessary separations that would have made the size small enough to be Torah. Now all of a sudden those things aren't there anymore. There wasn't a boil inside. Now all of a sudden it's there. Ashkin umichyas ashkin ba mechva umichyas amechva baboak. There were things that separated, and now all of a sudden those natural skin abnormalities are no longer there. So hareilu lahachmir, in each one of these cases, the extra day caused a time to allow the simen that united it to come apart, and now when the kohen looks at it, he's going to have to say tamei. When you're looking at a Baharis as a Kohen, it looks dull on somebody who's European with a lighter complexion, but something dull looks very bright on somebody who has a darker complexion. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'nai Yisrael, Ani Kaparos, and Harein Keshkara. Says B'nai Yisrael, they're like boxwood, which means what? Lo Shchorim, Lo Levanim. They're sort of, complexion-wise, they're sort of in between. Elabeinonim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? Yesh letzayarim samemanim, shem tzaren tzuros, shcharos, levanos, umenonis. Painters have dyes. They paint shapes in black, white, and intermediate shades. So what can he do? He can go ahead, maybe sam beinoni, umakifo mi bachutze, terahebe beinoni. A painter can come along and make a mark, and then all of a sudden it'll appear. He'll match it up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maros negayim lahakel avalo lahachmer. Rabbi Yehuda says, when we look at Maros Nagaim, we use it as a marker in order to make something mekel, not machmir. If we look at a light complexion person, we compare the nega with his own skin, because it leads to a lighter, a more lenient position. And we use the darker skin person by comparing it to an intermediate color, because the offset of the background of the darker pigmentation of his skin is going to be a problem. The Chachamim say that's not fair. What's the proper thing to do? Use a Beinoni. If you use a Beinoni, it would be okay. We'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning.